My name is Mike Ress. I was born on December 28th of 1959. I was born in a town called Kenan, Missouri.
And growing up, you mentioned you had some family in Western Kentucky area.
I had some family in Western Kentucky, and I grew up in a just kind of cotton country, so to speak, in Missouri, a little flat land down there. And I grew up with family ties in Kentucky, and I've liked Kentucky, so I kind of migrated back and forth until I started to work for Ingram and got a job that required me to move closer to Kentucky, and I married a woman from Kentucky, and I've been here ever since for about 29 years now.
So when you came down to Kentucky when you were growing up, did you have any interaction with the river or people who worked on the river?
I had no idea about the river except for crossing a ferry down there at the Arena and Hickman Ferry. Is about the only place in Caruthersville, Missouri, and maybe seeing a boat go by when you would cross the ferry across the Mississippi River.
Right.
And didn't really have any interest in anything like that. And as I got older, I became friends with a boy that his dad was a towboat captain. And my first wife was a towboat captain's daughter. And I stayed away from it for a year after we were married, but he finally said, you need to go to work where you can make some money. And I thought, well, so I tried it. And after my first trip, I thought, I can't ever do anything else. I just loved the water and I loved being out there.
Right.
So,
what kind of work did you do before?
I started out when I was a kid. I chopped cotton when I was 10 years old, things like that. And
yeah.
My dad taught me to drive tractors and cotton pickers and combines, so I worked on farms.
Yeah.
And when I went to school during my high school years, I learned the auto body trade, and I worked in an auto body shop for about a year. And didn't really care for being inside all the time.
Right.
I liked to get outside. And then, so my father-in-law hit me up and told me I needed to go to work on a boat, and I started to work for a captain named John Ritchie. He had some boats leased out, and anybody dealing with the river industry probably knows a little bit about Captain John Ritchie because he's got a lot of men that starve. And I was lucky enough to get with him. And
so he had like a small independent company?
He had three boats at that time. He had three boats called the Iron Charger, the Traveler, and the Pacer. And they were all working different geographic areas, and I got lucky enough to be on one that kind of run a little bit of everywhere. So for a kid that grew up in southeast Missouri and seen the boot hill, I got to see a lot of stuff from out the intercoastal waterways all the way up to Pittsburgh and all the way up to Wisconsin and Minnesota and all that stuff. So I thought, wow. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. So you started out as a deckhand.
I started out as a deckhand.
Yeah.
Didn't know anything.
Right.
Didn't know what a deckhand did. And the captain on the boat actually took me to the boat the first day. I rode with him. Only thing he said the whole way from Hickman, Kentucky to Alton, Illinois was, boy, are you hungry? And I said, no, sir. I was 19 years old and scared. I was so scared. Didn't know what I was getting into.
Yeah.
And when we walked on the boat, he says, time to get your work clothes on and go to work. And so those guys worked with me and worked hard with me, and I learned to respect them.
Yeah.
I mean, not because I had to. Not because they pointed at me to respect them.
Right.
But because they were teaching me a craft.
Right, right.
They were teaching me about life. And I mean, even though I didn't know it at the time because I was 19.
Right.
They taught me a whole lot.
So that first voyage, the captain himself picked you up and brought you to the boat?
Yes, sir.
And so you had no idea what
you
were doing.
Oh, I was scared to death.
Yeah.
I mean, we got on a little tug, I mean, that old Ory Brothers tug. Anybody that's been around the river for a while and been up around the St. Louis area, they're big old tall straight up tugs, and it was weeble wobbling, and I was like, oh my gosh, what did I do? You know, what did I get myself into?
Yeah.
But after that first trip, I told my dad, mm-hmm. this is what I'm going to do.